Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, you know, quite the career, certainly.
Way too young, man.
You know, Tom Brady, a party in the Heartbreakers was right in my wheelhouse, man. That was like, boom, right in your face. And of course, the traveling Wilburys, and then, of course, solo career. And I'm sure the rock and roll community is in mourning this morning. And I'm sure there'll be tributes galore coming relatively soon, I would imagine, from so many different people that he influenced.
Yeah, this one actually bothered me because it was, you know, out of nowhere, of course. And I think he just performed last week,
yeah,
too,
he just
a few
finished
shows.
Up a tour.
Yeah, just awful. So, yeah, it's just a terrible, terrible news yesterday, which just added to the terrible news of yesterday. So today, we try to turn the page now. We got the Yankees. We got the Twins on the fan tonight. Wild card game winner advancing to Cleveland. Chris Lopresti in with the details.
All right, guys. Brought to you by Brothers Supply, New York's number one source for ice air, PTAX, water source heat pumps, and fan coils. And indeed, we have arrived. Playoff baseball back in the Bronx. American League wild card game. Yankees and Twins tonight at the stadium. Just the second postseason game the Yanks will have played since 2012. And hoping this one gamer goes a little bit better than it did against the Astros a couple of years back. Joe Girardi says the timing is right for his club this time around.
I think we've played some of our best baseball in the month of September. There's no doubt about it.
Now looking forward to carry over to October. A lot of that will be riding on the powerful right arm of 23-year-old Luis Severino, set to make his postseason debut. Impressive mindset from the youngster, who really was the sad face this year.
The stuff that I do in the regular season, yeah, is behind me. You know, I had to remind my mind to go over there and try to be like the first game of the season.
Had a brief three-inning start against the Twins a few weeks back. Other than that, very little exposure to these Minnesota hitters. On the flip side, Irvin Santana has faced the Yanks a ton. 6-10, 5.66 ERA in 20 career starts against them. 0-5 with a 6.43 ERA at the new Yankee Stadium, which led to this exchange with a reporter yesterday.
How many games do I pitch here? Do you know?
Six.
And how many wins?
In this ballpark,
yeah.
None.
Okay. So tomorrow's going to be one.
Very relaxed.
Now, Al, what do you think now that you heard it? See, Al said he had checked out already because he was 0-5. Now that you hear it.
I think it's in his head, and that's not good for a pitcher, Jerry.
Of course it's in his head. His record is what it is, but I think he was very defiant right there. Tomorrow's going to be one.
By the way, he was here a couple weeks ago in studio with Joe and Evan
when
they were in town.
Yeah.
Very, very laid-back guy.
Evan said could not have been a nicer
dude. Yes, he was very nice.
Well, what do you expect? I mean, he's coming in. I mean,
is he going to come in and just start throwing things around the studio?
No, like, he didn't come in and FaceTime anybody. He was very conversational.
There are guys that are very standoffish, quiet.
Believe me, if he's standoffish and quiet, he's not coming in studio with the midday guys on WFAN.
How would you know until he came on and did it?
Because I know because...
You don't know.
Yes,
I
do know.
You don't. If we brought in...
I do know.
You don't. If we brought in Robert Gzelman to break down baseball today, you would say, oh, good spot, a professional pitcher, let's bring him in, or Jacob, whoever it might be. And then he came, hey, we got this guy in, and then he's adult.
No,
you would not have known until it happened.
We had David Ross in here. That guy is awesome.
You had no idea that he was going to be awesome.
No, he did.
No idea.
Dancing with the Stars.
Don't lie.
And he was
No, you had no idea.
I knew he was going to be. I knew he was going to be. Shut up for 5 seconds.
BS on this.
Hey, Al, no more 5-hour energy for him, please.
No more.
I would just say that I knew David Ross was going to be a very talkative, informative, thoughtful guy. What I didn't expect is just like how happy he was.
The energy.
And just how he was into the studio and was willing to stay another segment because I just... You know,
well,
I had the sense that he was really a good guy and he was great.
Why wouldn't you think that? If he's coming in, why not stay for an extra segment?
Number one, he was here for, what was he here for? I don't know, gout or something?
Like lawn care products.
That's right. No, Scott's. He was in Scott's with the
gout,
baseball.
Gout, lawn care.
Whatever, the baseball. Yeah, you can get
razors,
a baseball redone
whatever.
And all that other stuff with Scott's. Yes, turf builder. I get that. But anyway, so he's here doing that stuff. And Scott's is not going to hire somebody to come in and be their spokesperson who can't speak.
Okay, because endorsement deals don't go south sometimes because they hire a guy who's not very good.
He's also a TV analyst now, yes, so he I obviously know.
He
can
gets
speak.
It.
Will you shut up?
Okay.
Thank you, Chris. That's exactly what. But he was an A-plus guy.
Didn't a network hire Joe Montana wants to be an analyst? How'd that go?
I knew he
David
would be
Ross
good.
David Ross is Joe Montana.
I knew he would be good, but then he turned out to be an A-plus guest.
Not good. Great.
Great. Yeah, yes. So there you have it. Yes. That's how it works. So if they're going to come in studio, they're not going to come in studio. Go,
Eddie, can you please mark this day down for the next bad in studio guest we get so we can remind Boomer if they come in studio, they're supposed to be great.
Al will not allow it to happen.
If I may just circle back and wrap up on Santana, what I respected was he came in and he was not endorsing anything. He just came to show up and chat. It's a good job.
That's why he's going to be a good guy and a good interview.
There you go.
Talking baseball.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
As for Paul Molitor's most dangerous offensive weapon, still some uncertainty surrounding the health of all-star Miguel Sano. You know,
whether he's going to start or not, I still haven't inked it in yet, but I'm leaning to having him on the bench.
And just came back from the DL and a shin injury.
Maybe
a DH? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, he's only played a couple of games.
I know he DH'd over the weekend.
Yeah,
he was 1-for-8 with 3 strikeouts. So, you know, maybe he just got enough of a taste to be ready to roll.
Still working back from that shin injury. As for the Yankee lineup, sounded like Joe Girardi was still choosing between Jacoby Ellsbury, Aaron Hicks, and Chase Headley for 2 spots. Ellsbury, of course, had the strong second half. He has the most experience against Santana, 11-for-37. Headley, 4-for-13 off the veteran, and Hicks, 0-for-6. Rosters due at 10 o'clock this morning.
Speaking of the outfield, I don't mean to be a jackass. I don't.
Yes.
You know, remember when you would see Derek Jeter, he has that look, right? He just looks like a ball player. And then Derek Jeter would take the hat off. He'd be like, that's Derek Jeter? He's got no hair.
Later in his career.
It doesn't,
yes.
Right, yeah, specifically later in his career.
So now who are you talking about now?
Well, I'm watching the press conference.
Since you're a male model these days.
Well, I am quite handsome, but yes. That's besides the point for a different time. I'm watching the press conferences yesterday, and you've got Aaron Judge the Giant next to Brett Gardner, who look like half of him. It's kind of like when I stand next to you. You feel like half a person.
I got it.
Right, you get it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever seen Brett Gardner without a hat on.
He's bald.
He looks like a Martian.
No, he doesn't. You think he has a big head? He's got a big head?
He does. It's looks oddly shaped. It looks
is his nickname Kazoo?
It should be.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Even Francisco Cervelli used to be because of the helmet that
I know his nickname's Guardy. I know that. Yes. But I'm sure internally they may have a few things for him.
If TV could just find a still shot from the press conference from yesterday, I would very much know. You got to see him sitting down at the table.
It is. I'm with Jerry on
this. I found myself just staring at it because it just looks so weird the way he was sitting
there. It's a Larry David complaint here.
It's not a complaint. I couldn't take my eyes off the TV.
Man, it must be
that's
tough being perfect.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
Sitting over there on his high horse. Yes.
I do get through a day.
I think you'd take his paycheck.
You're damn right I would.
You're damn straight.
By the way, would you like to trade yours?
No.
I don't need Gardner's. I'll just take yours.
I'll take Jerry's, and we'll just trickle down effect, you know, see how that works.
Okay.
Anyway, roster's 10 o'clock. Adam Warren will be part of Girardi's 10-man pitching staff. Sonny Gray apparently will be available out of the bullpen as well. Full coverage here on The Fan tonight. You got Sweeney Murdy from the stadium at 6:30. Official pregame 7:25. First pitch shortly after 8 o'clock. A couple other baseball notes for you. Braves general manager John Cappellella resigned Monday. An investigation by Major League Baseball revealed some serious rules violations in the international player markets. He steps aside. And the sale of the Marlins to a group headlined by the aforementioned Derek Jeter, officially approved by the owner.
Now, did he have the other guy fire everybody before he took over?
I'm not sure when that went down or if it went down, but he will address the media for the first time today.
Oh, okay. Good for him.
Yes, so we'll look forward to that.
I wonder if he'll be canned answers like he was for 20 years here.
I would imagine he probably will be.
Probably.
That's how he is. Now to Monday Night Football, and after missing on his first career field goal attempt, rookie kicker Harrison Butker bounce back in a big way with the game on the line.
The ball put down. The right-footed kick is away. It is end over end, and it is good! 4 seconds remain. The Chiefs have taken a 3-point lead, 23-20 over the Skins.
Kevin Harlan here on The Fan. Westwood 1. Butker good from 43 yards out. 1 of 3 makes in the second half for him. He was just signed off of, I believe it was Carolina's practice squad.
You know what his Twitter handle is?
I do not.
At ButtKicker87.
At ButtKicker87, which leads us to Andy Reid.
ButtKicker.com did a nice job. You did a nice job, I'll tell you. Welcome to Kansas City.
29-20 Chiefs at Arrowhead.
He missed his first one. A little nervous.
But then he made three.
Settled down,
good job by him. They added a late fumble return score to ice it. Kareem Hunt over 100 yards on the ground again. Alex Smith ran for a score, threw for another to Travis Kelce. He caught 7 balls for a buck 11. And amazingly
enough. Can I just say this one thing about the way that Alex Smith plays football, all right? So, when you remember, I always talk about competing as a quarterback, right?
Indeed.
And sometimes Eli sits in there and he gets sacked. The first two games, he was not, I think, competing at the level that he should have been competing at. You can say whatever you want about Alex Smith. That guy competes. He runs all over the place. He gets away from people. He's in charge of his team. He's having a tremendous season for the Chiefs. But that's the competition level of a starting quarterback in the NFL.
He's a tremendous athlete.
I mean, a lot of people could say whatever they want about, you know, he's a game manager, all this other crap, and that's fine. I get all that. And, you know, for the most part in his career, that's the way it's been. He's been on a good team. He hasn't had to make a lot of great plays, and that's one of the reasons why they don't get to the Super Bowl, because he doesn't make those great plays. But this year may be different. This may be different. It seems to me like he's playing with a real purpose and a real, like screw it, man. This is it. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to go out firing it. And he was competing last night. That's the way you compete as a quarterback.
Does Pat Mahomes have anything to do with that?
Of course it does.
Probably.
You know, I Alex Smith said before the season, he goes, look, I'm not stupid. I know why they drafted this kid.
Sure.
And I know eventually this kid's going to take over for me.
And he looked great in the preseason, too.
I am going to try to make it really difficult for them to replace me this year. But, in future years – you know, he's going to – I don't know. I would like to think if he gets them into the playoffs and he plays the way that he's playing in the playoffs that they'll give him another year out there. But if they don't make it, all of this stuff is going to be camouflage for Pat Mahomes next year.
Yep, and Smith and the Chiefs are the NFL's lone unbeaten team through 4 weeks. Ben McAdoo on conference call yesterday.
Uh-oh.
First thing he told the media was the film confirmed they're 0-4. I know Jerry loved that one. He was very excited about that comment from McAdoo. Then this seemed to be the big takeaway from his remarks.
The biggest thing I get concerned about is just guys going numb. And we can't go numb. Can never accept this. You got to fight through it. You got to work for that first one.
And Eli Manning would agree with that. He told Mike here on The Fan, this is no time to wave the white flag.
That won't be an option, and we can't allow that to happen. We gotta get that first win.
And they've got the 0-4 Chargers at home Sunday afternoon.
Somebody's going to win.
They're saying the same thing.
Hopefully there's not a tie.
Somebody is going to go home miserable, man. So interestingly enough, I'm talking to CBS yesterday, and usually we can have cameras in a locker room, but you gotta kind of run that by the flagpole and all that other stuff. And we know somebody's going to win. So, like, when we call these teams and say, hey, can we have a camera in the locker room after the game so we could see the coach talking to the players? It's kind of hard to do that right now when they're both 0-4, But you want to show a team that finally gets the monkey off of their back.
Sure.
You see Wade Phillips dancing in the locker room.
Yeah,
see that video?
Great. He's awesome.
Pretty good. Not bad for a 7-year-old.
You ever follow him on Twitter?
I've seen retweets. I do not follow
him on Twitter. Very funny. He is funny. He's really funny.
Those were the days, right, Jerry?
Yes.
When he was head coach of the Cowboys, we had
fun
with that audio.
For a year or so, yeah.
Yeah, but when we were here, we were having fun with his press conferences.
Yes.
A little flash from the
country
past.
Country bumpkin, yes.
There you go. Elsewhere, Raiders quarterback Derek Carr out at least 2 weeks with a fracture in his back. Remember yesterday we played the cut of him where he seemed maybe not so thrilled that head coach Jack Del Rio said it was back spasms. Well, it turns out it was more than that. Out at least 2 weeks, maybe up to 6. The Bears are benching Mike Glennon already in favor of rookie Mitchell Trubisky for next Monday's home game against the Vikings. Minnesota confirming that ACL tear for rookie running back Dalvin Cook. His season is over. Yes, very much so. And Andrew Luck finally ready to return to practice for the Colts this
week. Not the
practice.
Play, though.
I said practice.
So how far
we're talking
off
about
would
practice.
He be?
They haven't said.
They don't know.
They're not
yet.
Giving
right,
the timeline for his return to
the
games.
Raiders, the Raiders are 2-2. They've lost their last two.
Yes.
Now Derek Carr may miss, let's say, the rest of October.
The next two games are favorable for them.
Right. So the they have 4 games left in October. Two games are home. Baltimore and the Chargers are at home. Then three games are at home. Kansas City then. And then at Buffalo, at Miami. Ooh. They could get by Baltimore maybe this week. The Chargers are a good team. They've been in every game almost.
They have. Yep.
Then Kansas City.
Bills getting
then
to look
at
so
Buffalo,
easy anymore.
And then at Miami.
Hello, EJ Manuel.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, he's right.
This could be – oh.
It's unfortunate.
It is.
He's struggled to stay healthy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.